Kyle Schwartz, who set his alarm so he could come join us this morning. He's up in Evansville. Good morning, Kyle.
You said I was awake a whole 10, maybe 15 minutes before you all called.
So well,
it's been an early morning.
I understand. And, you know, I watched every minute of both games last night. And then I did look at the clock and thinking, well, now Kyle's not going to leave for another, what, hour, hour and a half. So what time did you get to your back to your room? 1 o'clock, 1:30?
About 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
or so. And still got some more. As a communicator, I like to help service the media that's there. If they leave, then I leave. So, you go back to your hotel, and you do a little work, and then you go to bed. And there's no better time than March, and then it's been a great couple days so far.
I'm telling you, and I've done it for years in person and on TV. Friday night semifinals, OVC men's basketball. That's must-see viewing for me. And last night, both games were just great games. They really were. A lot of fun. Back and forth. Either team could have won. And you had the best four teams there.
And there's always that excitement. You'll hear people. We're one of the first conferences to finish, so you'll hear that national buzz. And it's on TV. And maybe people know who the OVC is, obviously. But maybe they haven't watched a lot this year. And to get two good games. It was really great. Now, of course, this year we're at limited capacity. Things are a little different. So maybe it's not as electric as in the past, but it was a great feeling inside the arena with just nip-and-tuck games.
Well, and it translated well to television. It really did. And, you know, you do what you got to do. And now, just for everybody, of course, the championship game, what are some of the basics that you did with COVID precautions this time around? Because this time last year, we were up there, you know, watching the tournament, and it was everybody come on down and have a good time or come up to Evansville. And so what did you guys have to do? You, Commissioner Beth DeBush, and Travis Teletasi, your associate commissioner, what did you put in place?
But we're going to brag on Travis, who's worked tirelessly over the last couple of months just to get everything in. So it's sort of twofold for our fans. You know, the Sports Center will screen them when they come in. They have to wear masks. They have socially distanced seats. So we sell tickets in pods. So you sit with the people you came with and not necessarily other people. And then really for our players and our teams, a tier system where the teams and the coaches, they're in tier one and they get tested every morning. For COVID and to make sure they're good. And we separate them from everybody else. So they're in their own little bubble this week, and they go to their hotel room, and they go to their Ford Center, and they have a meeting room in the hotel, and that's sort of what I do. So just try to keep them as safe as possible because we're going to play all these games in the tournament, and then we also want to make sure our champions are good when they go to the NCAA tournament in a week and a half.
I'm not going to go – that's a whole other tributary to this river. I'm not going to go down it, but – you know, I worry a little bit because your men's and women's champion, obviously the automatic qualifiers, have more time between them. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. But, you know, there's going to be people playing on Sunday in the SEC tournament like a week from tomorrow. And, you know, they're going to be playing 4 or 5 days later. So there's not really that downtime in between. You know what I'm saying? It's been amazing that everybody, you've got them all in, first off, right? You got all the, and that's the whole deal with it. You got all the games in, and with the Thursday, Saturday OVC schedule weekly, you had that Monday, Tuesday to fall back on to reschedule some games.
You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me. We played all but one men's game and all but three women's games. So yeah. There's 120 games for each gender, so 240 games total. I believe we played 236 of those games this year. So that's pretty incredible, and it speaks to the protocols working, and it speaks to the planning and, you know, being able to reschedule games. But it also speaks to the student-athletes and the teams, and they've had to sacrifice a lot this year and to make sure they're safe. And probably not as much social activities as they would normally do in a given year as a college student. So a lot of sacrifice to get to this point.
Kyle Schwartz, Assistant Commissioner of the OVC with us, University Showcase this morning. Kyle, just talk a little bit about the teams tonight, Belmont, Morehead State. Belmont had that great run. I think it was 21 in a row. Well, I know 30.
21, yep.
Yeah, 21 overall, but 30 OVC games, counting tournament and regular season. In those last two regular season games, they lost Thursday night at Eastern Kentucky, Saturday night at Morehead State, which could happen to a lot of teams, okay? And they did it without Nick Nick Musinski. I know that Casey Alexander, the coach, is happy to get him back. But Belmont, just it's clockwork for them. And even last night when they were pushed, they knew what to do. So even with those two losses, and you thinking, man, if they can clear that, they get to the finals, maybe an at-large. But I think we all know they got to win tonight to get in. But it's just amazing the run they've been on.
And very balanced, and you know, even though you have Mazinski, you have Grayson Murphy, who's very good. That Luke Smith last night had 6 3-pointers. They got Jacoby Wood, a freshman off the bench. They just have somebody who can do it every night. It's very impressive the ball movement and the unselfishness they've had. And about Morehead, you know, Belmont wants to score a lot, shoot some threes. Morehead wants to play defense, so it's a top scoring team, the top defensive team in the OVC, and we saw that last night a little bit with EKU, who is a high-scoring team in Morehead, so it should be interesting. They just played last Saturday, and they also played 2 weeks before that in Nashville, so really it's the third time they will have played in a month, and so a lot of familiarity, and of course, Mazinski will play this time. He didn't play last week, so I think it should lead to another matchup. The one last Saturday in Morehead was an overtime classic, so if we can get that for national TV tonight, that would be good.
Yeah, and speaking of Morehead State, the OVC Coach of the Year, Preston Spradlin, and also the head coach of Morehead State, and also the freshman of the year, Janai Broom, and at 6'9", man, he comes in that you're going, whoa. I mean, because he's 6'9". He's almost, although he doesn't run the floor like Kenneth Faried did, and you know that, but he looks the next part. 6'10", a true freshman, and I tell you what, he's as good a freshman I've seen come through this league in quite some time.
You know, as a PR person, we always have a preseason poll, and it's just so people can talk. And yeah. Morehead was picked 8th. And part of that reason was because people didn't know who Janai Broom was. And he was a freshman out of Florida. And they've had a couple other people, a K.J. Hunt, who set out last year and who was ineligible, and a couple of people come back from injury. They've all been impressive. And Broom double-doubles at the most by an Eagle freshman in over 30 years. So he has more than what Faried did, and he actually has more rebounds this year than Faried did as a freshman. So I'm not going to say he's going to end up with 1,700 like Faried did for his college career, but he's made an impact, and that's why they're playing tonight.
Well, and again, he's 6'10". His numbers, 13 points, 8.7, so pretty close to a double-double average. 57% shooting from the field, and I do believe – did he leave the league in block shots right at 2 a game? Right, at, I mean, I know he's
yes,
in the top.
Yes.
He did. So, yeah, he's a true freshman in what Preston Spradlin has done there. I know, and I've watched some of Matt Figger's press conference. Austin Peay was picked to win it. Terry Taylor, again, the OVC Player of the Year. I know they had Adams got hurt early. He was the Freshman of the Year in the league last year. And so they really never got on a roll, Austin Peay. And it's pretty amazing when you have Austin Peay and especially Murray State not make it to today anyway, especially. It's always been Belmont and Murray, but certainly Austin Peay. But looking at Belmont back again, Grayson Murray. Murphy, the OVC Defensive Player of the Year. What is he? 6 foot, maybe?
And it looks him at 6'2", but he may be a little short.
Okay, there. And he's like their leading rebounder. It's fun. But what it was, I tell you what, this league has got a ton. I'm just looking at the all-conference team, has got a ton load of talent. And even last night, you look at Wendell Green, another freshman, man, just like a water bug. This team, this conference is loaded.
And you know, last year, a lot of our all OVC people were sophomores. And so they became juniors. And this year, if you look at the team, there's not a lot of seniors there. So a lot of this talent theoretically should be back next year to keep us as a really good quality basketball league.
I'm ahead of you. I already looked at it last night. You had, of the 15 on the first and second teams, only 4 seniors of the 15.
So that bodes well to keep up the what we've done. And we will see how that translated. Definitely this year, the level of play was really up in the league. And you mentioned Terry Taylor. I just want to talk about him, arguably one of the top 10 players in OVC history. He's the only player in scoring in the top 10 in career scoring and rebounding in OVC history. So, you know, almost 75 years, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment.
Kyle Schwartz with us, assistant commissioner of the OVC. He's up in Evansville. Championship games this afternoon, 7 o'clock. The 7 o'clock. The men, Morehead State and Belmont, and that game is on ESPN2 this afternoon at 2 o'clock. ESPN Plus, UT Martin and Belmont, the 1 and 2 seeds, and again Chelsea Perry at UT Martin and Kevin McMillan. What he's done at UT Martin, they're just them and Belmont are been the bell cows of this league for quite some time, but Chelsea Perry, I hadn't looked, but she's at one point was leading the nation in scoring. Anastasia Hayes at MTSU right in there, 1 and 2 for a long period. But certainly, I think she's in the top five. But she just can score. It's amazing that wherever she touches the ball, she thinks offense.
And at one point, yeah, she was averaging almost 30 points a game at one point of the year. And she has had injuries, so she missed a lot of games in conference play as of late. And they're really taking her slow. So she did not play in the first round game, but yesterday in the semifinals she did. She came off the bench to a pretty loud roar from the Skyhawk fans when she got in the game, and very impressive. And after the game, Tennessee Tech's coach, I know your friend Kim Roseman, she talked about, she said, Chelsea Perry is a pro. And whether I don't know if that's in the WNBA or what it is, but she will be making money playing basketball, and she's a difference maker. I'm sure she's done 100% for today, but she's up there, and she's going to give it her all. And this is the third time Belmont and UT Martin have played in the championship game in the last 4 years, and Belmont won those first two, so I know UT Martin really wants to win, because they haven't won the tournament in a couple years, and it should be a good matchup.
It is. She was a player there, Chelsea Perry, a coach. Also, Destiny Wells, the OVC Freshman of the Year out of Belmont, wanted to mention that. And Latrice Sane out of SEMO, the OVC Defensive Player of the Year. Okay, Kyle, enough of basketball. Let's play some football.
Sunday's in the spring as well.
It's amazing. It really is. And tomorrow will be week 3. Eastern Illinois at UT Martin. Jacksonville State with a win over Tennessee Tech, back in the top 10, 10th ranked, at TSU tomorrow afternoon. Hale Stadium, by the way, of course, you know, I'll promote that a little bit later as we have the TSU segment, but it's at 2 o'clock at Hale Stadium, and they can seat up to 20%. So I think they're going to have 3,000, I think they're 10,000. Yeah, that's 3,000 that can come to the game. If people want to get out, it's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Also, Murray State at number 16, Southeast Missouri. But here we are, 3 weeks into college football season. I guess everybody needs to figure out it's football time in Tennessee.
And I mean, we've gotten some good attention by playing on Sundays. Some people nationally looking at some social media accounts, some national people talking about us. So we pick to play on Sundays because there's so much else going on every other day of the week. So not that there is any, we have volleyball going on Sunday nights now too. So it's good that our student athletes have finally gotten the chance to play this conference season. We're going to play the 7-game schedule. We're going to have the FCS playoffs starting in April, and so far it's been good. We've had some really good games. And, the weather has not been so good as you led off the show with. We had a snowstorm, and then we had a monsoon last week. So hopefully this weekend's weather is a little better for everybody.
It's really, and the quality of football that I've seen has been pretty dang good. And I guess, well, a lot of them, had the fall, and teams could opt to play. Well, one, Eastern Kentucky opted out of spring, played their complete schedule, but they could play up to 4 in the fall, and you know what? A lot of that is about going and get those guaranteed money games, especially in a COVID year. You mentioned it with volleyball, and it's this way at every school, but spring sports, fall sports, everybody, let's just all get on the bus. So you got fall sports going on in the spring. You got spring sports going on in the spring. What a busy time.
It's a busy time for everybody, and everybody's in the same boat, so we know how it's going. And again, a great chance to show that we could do it safely and play these games. And sometimes the level of competition, I thought with football, it may take a couple weeks to be where they should be. They got to ease into it, and it's been a while, but it's the same for both. So one team doesn't have an advantage. Those teams who did play a fall football game or two, they might have a little bit more time of actual competition together, but we've seen that the other teams are ready to play and get out there and have some good games these Sundays.
Well, it's a good time to be a fan of the OVC. The OVC basketball tournament last night was just amazing. 2 games. Championship game on the men's side tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPN 2, and then the women's game this afternoon, UT Martin and Belmont at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. And, yeah, last night, national TV for the doubleheader. Again tonight, national TV. It's certainly the OVC, and as you mentioned, when that ticker starts strolling along the bottom, last year the ticker stopped. So, it's pretty amazing. We're going to have an NCAA tournament. So, hey, Kyle, thank you, man. I know what you do. I know how busy you are.
Well, I appreciate it, Greg, and I hope everybody will tune in and watch today.
No, I will. Hey, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Bye.